Well, budget bounce might have been what government TDs wanted to end the year on, but they got bankers' bonuses stuffed into the stocking instead. And whatever about the restoration of additional pay to frontline staff, it was the scrapping of the €500,000 salary cap to fully privatised banks that provided the opposition with the gift that keeps on giving, Gabby.
Yes, very much so. And I think it was raised again, of course, the leaders' questions today. Pascal Dunne, who took leaders' questions. Look, I suppose the line from the government has been that we need these bonuses, it attracts talent, it improves our banks, and the customer service at our banks could be, you know, definitely room to improve. I think, though, I will make the point as somebody who works in the media that we're coming up 2 weeks now up to a reshuffle. And I think these stories that we're seeing in the headlines, I suppose they sort of have an impact on the ministers that perhaps maybe reshuffled out. We know what's going to happen to Pascal Donoghue, but for example, you know, there's some disquiet even in Fine Gael over an embassy that's being opened up in, I think, is it in Iran?
Not opened up now.
Well, not opened up now, or under review certainly, which of course puts Simon Coveney under the limelight. So I think these stories are interesting leading up to a reshuffle because it casts a certain light on a certain minister and perhaps in a negative light. I think the timing is very, very bad on the banker's bonus for the government because, of course, the country is in a cost of living crisis. We're coming up to Christmas. People are worried on whether or not will they be able to afford Christmas presents for their children. Will they have the same spread as they do on the Christmas table every year? And talking about bankers getting 20 grand extra is just not a good look.
And whatever about the up to 20 grand as it is for mid-ranking banking staff, but throwing the salary caps in with the same measure and a bit of piggybacking, it's a case of don't hit me now to the executives saying don't hit the executives with the mid-ranking workers' pay in their arms, isn't it? I mean, they could have been done separately.
Yeah, but the context, and we had a really good discussion with Pascal Dunne about this last night, is he gave a commitment a year ago to have the full review, and we all have to be quite honest that our banking system's in a very concerning place. We've had two major banks close in the last year. We have a retention difficulty, and now we have Bank of Ireland that's a fully private entity. We have no interest in there. And he said either I deliver the results of the review and what I'm going to do, or I delay it and kick it into touch into the new year. And he grabbed by the scruff of the neck and said, this is what I'm recommending. It's been welcomed by the Financial Services Union, a number of opposition parties, including the Labour Party. Yeah, politically, the timing's difficult and the headlines wrote themselves, but this is the responsible decisions that the Minister for Finance has taken.
Would you not allow Michael McGrath, when he's Minister for Finance, to, I suppose, deliver the bad news as one of his first acts as Minister?
But then you're kicking out the review that you promised to give within a year and delaying that. And Pascal stuck by his word and he's delivered on the recommendations of the review.
Mark Kenny.
I think you know, it's the timing of it is one thing, but I think the substance of it is really the problem here, you know. Like, it's not as though we've had the historical stuff about the banks and the crash and the financial crisis and all that it caused.
But what about the argument that Pascal Dunne was made? Look, Bank of Ireland paid back the money. They paid it back and more. They're a fully private thing. That's what they want to do with their money.
And I don't accept this notion that, you know, it's going to be the clerk behind the desk that's going to benefit from it. We all know who's this is designed to benefit for. It's the guys at the very top.
But is it not an argument between a bank and their shareholders?
We've had huge scandals in this country where we've had, you know, the tracker mortgage scandal costing, you know, huge fines against the banks. Like, it isn't as if these guys have been behaving really well in the last decade.
So how long would you have left the 500 grand salary cap?
I'd leave it for a hell of a lot longer anyway, I'll tell you that, because there's an awful lot of people out there. I'll give you one example. You have the people out there who are supervisors on community employment schemes who can't get any hope of a pension or any hope of a salary rise, and government says we can't interfere in that, but they can interfere to help the bankers out.
The principle is like, we have no interest in Bank of Ireland anymore. They've paid back every euro that was put into Bank of Ireland has been paid back plus in euro each. The principle is they're a private entity. They can decide their salaries no more than a football club or anything else. It's then the government's decision to put in income tax and USC and PRSI if we want to claw it back. So this is my difficulty, you know. And yeah, the politics around is not great, but ultimately this is a private entity that can pay people what they want once it's within the legislation of the land.
Yeah, but the people out there who got loans from the banks and who were in negative equity, who were in crisis for years, are looking at the bankers getting their bonuses back, are looking at the bankers getting their high salaries back, and they're still suffering. That's the problem we've got here. And you can say it's a private entity, but it's a private entity that was bailed out by the government.
Hang on a second, Patrick, Nessa Harrigan didn't like it as well. Do you like it?
No, I don't like it. But I think that point that Martin was about to make is very important. These aren't normal companies, as NASA was saying. They aren't, they're private entities when it suits them, but then we bail them out. You know, we talk about them being the engine of growth. And if banks are so important to us that we won't let them fail, then it's perfectly legitimate for us to set the rules around how much they can.
And do you buy it that they can't recruit people for less than $500,000 when it comes to the top executive like Francesca McDonough, the departing Bank of Ireland head, said that was she went to Credit Suisse. The Bank of Ireland was capped at $500,000. Maybe it is preventing people with the complex financial know-how how to run a bank to come in and do these jobs.
Well, I think one of the things is that we have the banks. What we have is we have less and less banks in this country. We have seen the exit of Ulster Bank and KBC, and I think the banks that are left behind are essentially bullying the government to get what they want based on that vulnerable position. Yep. And to me, it speaks to the need to have public banking instead of relying on these private entities that we don't treat like any other company. We do treat them with a special status.
Martin Kenny, the banks themselves, the 500,000 euro salary cap, if we end up removing that, could we have a situation whereby it almost becomes like a state service, like the way the Air Corps used to train pilots and then they were recruited by Aer Lingus? The Irish banks do the training, they get people up to executive level, they're pinched by somebody else and institutional memory gets continually lost. Would you have any concerns about that at senior levels in the bank?
Look, I don't have any concerns about that because, as I say, you know, I believe that you will get an awful lot of very talented people to work for 500,000 euro a year, sure, and a fair bit less, you know, and that's my experience. So I don't think that that's a problem. I mean, we've had these arguments for probably decades about people who are very, very highly paid, that they're totally irreplaceable, and then all of a sudden they're replaced. And the world doesn't crash down. Somebody else is able to do the job equally as good. And I absolutely feel, because remember, banks are very regulated entities. It's not as if this new person coming in can do what they like. They're very regulated entities, so they have to stick by rules. And yes, we need to have talent there, but we don't need to have people basically getting extortionate amounts of money, which are the equivalent of lotto wins every year.
All right, well, before